Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now from ETF Trends. He is president of Global Trends Asset Management and editor of ETF Trends. If you've never been to ETF Trends, it's not just like, hey, here's Tom's ETF of the week or what have you. It's a lot of information on ETFs from news and developments and everything else, too. What should you be looking at? It's a great site. It's ETFtrends.com on Twitter, at ETFtrends. And, of course, Tom is on Twitter personally, where he is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
The First Trust Europe Alphadex Fund, ticker FEP.
Ticker symbol FEP, First Trust Europe Alphadex. Tom, I am going to point something out that I have become aware of, perhaps increasingly as I read the headlines. You do kind of recognize that Ukraine is in Europe, right? I mean, we've had a few headlines. Is that your reason for looking at this, or is that a reason not for looking at this, or does it not really factor in at all?
Well, you know what's been fun, Chuck? Over the past few years that we've been doing the ETF of the week, it was great in the early days to talk about the S&P 500 or maybe general emerging markets. But now, based on current events, we can really tackle not only certain challenges, but also certain opportunities. Yes. Ukraine's got challenges. We don't know what the European conflict, Russia conflict is going to be. But in the end, when you look at the bottom line and the quality of stocks that are there for the price and the fact that monetary policy is so much looser than it is in the U.S. today, and the fact that many on Wall Street are feeling like, hey, we had great growth in 2013 in the U.S. Now it's Europe's year, it's a way to consider investing in European ETFs. And before you dive into the biggest ETFs that are in Europe, here's an opportunity to look at something that's quite innovative. The idea behind what First Trust has done in the Alphadex model is they have an enhanced index or smart beta ETF where it's got a higher percentage in small cap and mid cap stocks. And through the analysis where they use 3, 6, and 12-month price appreciation, sales price, sales growth factors. This index is evolving a couple times a year and rebalancing to pick up those types of stocks that are actually doing well in this market environment. So the idea is, yes, Europe. B, don't just look at large cap, look at small cap and mid cap. But in using a smart beta index, as is what First Trust is offering, you may be able to have a chance to do that much better.
I should point out, of course, that it's not like this ETF. Again, it's the First Trust Europe Alphadex Fund, has a lot of direct Ukraine exposure. However, if I understand this fund correctly, it does have a significant amount of exposure to the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, Spain.
Yeah.
When you're looking at that, when you look at, say, hey, there's trouble, and I understand there's trouble, does that make it that you are more interested in the methodology that says this is one of those ones where I'm looking at the trend line and it's, again, 200-day moving averages?
Well, a couple things. First, just a few years ago, talking about the pig countries, everybody was looking at them and saying, stay away. Now, if you look at their growth rate and you look in the recovery mode that they're in, these are the countries that are leading the European Union as far as recovery. So it's no longer stay away from the pigs. It's actually buy the pigs. So that's something to consider. But if you look at the weightings, UK, France, Germany are the top weightings in this ETF. Then there's Spain, Sweden, Italy. You have to go down the list a while before you actually get into Ireland and Portugal. But that's just a point. You know, trends change, as you point out. But the trends are definitely up here. The trends are definitely up in those recovery areas in Europe. And as far as allocation, most people have a good understanding of how much they have invested in the U.S. versus how much they have invested overseas. Take a look at your global allocation and what you have for Europe. I would venture to say that most of it is in large cap. But just from a comparative standpoint, the 50 largest European stocks are only up 1.3% year to date. This ETF is up 6.6% year to date as of the end of February. All right. So if you're outperforming by 5%, it gives you a good indication that maybe small and mid cap is the way to go. And make sure, just as a guideline, you have at least 20% of your European allocation to mid and small cap. So I would recommend 20% of your European allocation go into this ETF, which is FEP.
Okay, 20%. And what's the sell discipline here? Is it simply following that trend and doing it? Or because we're making a 20% of our international slash Europe allocation here, that this is a core holding?
Yeah, I think for those that have core European holdings, this could be in buy and hold. If you're looking for an opportunity, especially taking advantage of monetary policy over there, use the 200-day moving average. I would always say take a look at the 200-day moving average because it does identify the general trends.
There you have it. And the general trends, in spite of what the headlines say, are that you should be looking to buy First Trust Europe Alpha Dex, ticker symbol FEP. Remember, Tom was saying appropriate for 20% of your Europe allocation. And of course, if you want more information, go to etftrends.com. You can also follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon or at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends, and our regular guest here every Thursday. Tom, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we've just gotten started on the Thursday, March the 6th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, so stick around. We're just getting rolling here on Money Life.